In Afghanistan, the polls closed just a few hours ago in the country's parliamentary elections, the first since last year's fraud-plagued presidential count. Reports from across the country suggest a moderate turnout and scattered violence. Joining us now is NPR's Kabul bureau chief, Quill Lawrence. Quill, what did you see at the polls today?
Early in the morning, I saw a rush at some stations around Kabul, but even before midday, it had slowed down to a trickle. In many places, I actually saw more officials and official observers than actually people coming in to vote. So I spoke with a few voters who were very optimistic about sending new faces to the parliament. I have to say I spoke to many more people who were skeptical. These were people who weren't voting, some of them spoke to on the street. They said that they just thought the election would be as corrupt as last year's, which, as you mentioned, was roundly condemned as a fraud. In terms of the violence, it was widespread across the country, but it wasn't anything like what the Taliban had been threatening. There were no big, spectacular attacks, so in some ways NATO officials are taking some comfort in that.
Now, I understand that officials closed more than 1,000 polling stations in advance in areas that were considered too dangerous. So are Afghans and the international community going to accept the results as legitimate?
I heard two very strong opinions about that with people at the polling stations today. One was an outspoken Afghan candidate, Ramzan Bashar Dost. He said he thinks that the international community just wants to whitewash this election to make it look like democracy is working here so they can tell people back home that things are going all right. The other was Mark Sedwill, who's the senior NATO representative here, who I saw at a polling station in West Kabul. He responded to Bashar Dost, and he was admitting that these are about the worst imaginable conditions to hold an election.
But in the end, that isn't the issue. The issue is it better to help the Afghans hold an election, try and keep some confidence in the democratic process, keep that process moving forward, or abandon it?
International observers said there were irregularities around the country as well as the violence, but there was nothing that they concluded would actually challenge the overall result of the election.
Do you know when we're going to hear those results?
It's going to take weeks, and there are likely to be many disputes. There are 2,500 people running for 249 spots. There are going to be a lot of losers, and they'll probably have something to say about it.
That is NPR's Quill Lawrence in Kabul, Afghanistan. Thanks, Quill.
Thank you.